Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yeah, ho, 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 ho. Should I say ho, 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 ho? And that's without the E, I want you guys to know. Yes, it is a funky flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and J.R. Gamble in for Chris Broussard.
Wow.
And yes, it's Christmas weekend coming up.
Yes, sir.
Up. Christmas Eve tomorrow. And, of course, Christmas on Sunday. And it's just, we're here for you. And, yes,
follow,
we're
la,
broadcast,
la.
Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios,
we'll TireRack.com.
That's right, Bill, we will. We'll get you the help that you need, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
That's right. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
We will do it live. And JR, before we get to you, coming up, Chad Finn from the Boston Globe. He'll join us in about 30 minutes. A lot of stuff going on in Beantown. We'll also talk to Ben Lindsay from the Pro Football Focus. He's an NFL analyst. That and much more. But first, let me welcome in J.R. Gamble, longtime sports writer, editor, and the managing editor of MLBBro.com.
Yes,
J.R.,
sir.
What's up, buddy? How you?
What's up, Rob? I'm here on the Odd Couple once again, filling in for Christopher Broussard. Thanks for the opportunity. Everybody out there in sports land, it's great. Christmas in a couple of days, and what better time to talk sports?
Yes, we got plenty to talk about. It's not like sports takes a holiday, because
no.
As you know, it doesn't. And for people who don't know, JR and I go way back to even when he was in college, which is just every time we get to do a show together. We did national TV together at FS1.
Yep.
Or what was that, like 2016, 15,
yeah, 20,
something like
20,
that?
2016.
We did a show together with Ryan Field, who's a big late anchor at WABC in New
big
York
Ryan.
Now. That's right. And but we met when he was in college. He wanted to write a story about me for his class, and look at where we are, how many years later, right? Is that crazy?
And because you were so gracious and you met me at the diner and we spoke and you gave me tips on how I can improve and we did the interview and I actually knocked it out of the box. And then shortly after that, you gave me my first opportunity as a professional as well. So, yes, it's been a lot of years, and it's always a pleasure when I get to talk sports with not only a friend, but one of the best in the business.
Man, is that my Christmas gift? Because that was pretty nice.
Yeah, you know, nobody gives gifts like you, so I don't even try to compete with your gifts.
Alex, is that true, Alex?
I'll tell you this. Kris Kringle got nothing on Rob Parker.
Yeah, he likes to flex. Rob likes to flex his, talents every now and then when it comes to giving gifts. You know, I don't know.
Also in Magic City.
It's not about flexing. You know what it is, to be honest? It's about when you build a bond with people and they work, you know, with you or your friends or whatever, you should appreciate people. Appreciate people while they're alive and while you can. I'm dead serious. Because now, you know what's terrible? I'm saying it's terrible. Now they're going to retire Franco Harris's number? Like seriously. He's gone. How could Franco Harris live 72 years and never see his number retired in Pittsburgh? And now I think they're going to do it this Sunday, I think.
So anticlimactic for one.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's why you should take care of people who you care about, who you love, who do right by you. Make sure that they know. Alex, will you have any doubt when my time comes that I appreciated you?
Rob, not only that, I would say out of everyone I've ever worked with, you're the only one that expresses it in every way possible. So we love you for that.
No, I think it's very important. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We get started here. You just heard Alex, of course, our engineer. Slick Rick. Ricky is our producer. Rick, what's up?
Yo, yo.
You ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Yes, sir. And Monty Bolaño.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monty. Mm. Is she there?
I am here. Yes. I am Hizzle.
Yes, we are happy to have you, Monty.
So
on
excited.
This Friday before the big Christmas weekend. So thank you. She'll keep us updated throughout the program.
Yeah.
But JR, let's get started. It was a debacle. Can we say that last night? Okay. The Jets lose. I did pick the Jaguars in Shekel City, so I was not surprised. But anyway, the Jets lose, can only muster a field goal, 19-3. Zach Wilson was the number two pick in the draft a couple years ago by the Jets. He was supposed to be their quote-unquote quarterback savior, 9-for-18, 92 yards, quarterback rating of 41.9. He had an interception. He was sacked three times for 21 yards. And, of course, it's been like a field day. You know, he was booed off the field. They threw in a third-string quarterback. But I'm going to say this, and let's hear from a couple people first.
Sure.
We'll hear from Richard Sherman on the post-game show on Amazon, and then we'll hear from the public enemy number one himself, Zach Wilson. First, Richard Sherman.
When he got benched the first time and Mike White was playing Chicago Bears in inclement weather, rainy game, he threw for 350. And they said, oh, it's just because he's playing against backups. This is the 27th ranked defense in the National Football League. You should have been able to be efficient. You should have been able to be effective. But you weren't.
All right, let's hear from Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at it from a team perspective, right? We're not doing anything offensively. And, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to help get the guys going. I'm trying to, you know, get myself in a little bit of rhythm. And you know, we had nothing there.
Is it tough hearing the boos?
Yeah, it is, you know, but don't blame them. We have a very passionate fan base, and they're here to watch us score touchdowns, and we're not scoring touchdowns. We're not getting first downs. We're not moving the ball. We obviously can't throw the ball, so of course they're going to be frustrated. Yeah, it is, you know, and that's why I got to look myself in the mirror. I got to go back, and I got to watch this tape, and you got to be hard. You got to be hard on yourself and just say, you know, why are we not moving the ball? And that starts with me. Why? What am I doing that I got to help this team be in a better position to move the ball? You know, whatever it is, it's got to figure it out.
All right, JR, count me out as to piling on Zach Wilson, okay? I'm not trying to make any excuses for him. He played poorly. He's had a rough season, to say the least. But Mike White is not the savior. And I got my blame. My blame goes on the New York Jetropolitans ownership, front office, coaches, whatever you want to do, evaluators. Zach Wilson is not new. This is what the New York Jets do. This is Sam Darnold. Didn't they draft him a few years ago, too?
Sure.
How'd that work out?
Terrible.
Okay. I could go on and on about this franchise and their quarterbacks and not being able to get the right situation or right circumstance. And Zach Wilson is just another one of these Jets who are Browning Nagel. You remember him? They drafted that guy. I could go on and on, JR, with these bad ones. And here's the other thing. Before you throw him out with the bathwater and say he's no good, he can't play, or whatever you want to say, that's what I heard about Trevor Lawrence or how poorly he played his first year. Boy, does he look different with a different coach. Does he not?
He sure does. And I would say...
Hold on. Let me give you these other, and then you jump in. Justin Field. How about in Chicago? They said he couldn't play. How about Tua when they were putting in Fitzpatrick for him? They said he couldn't play. How about Jalen Hurts a year ago said he couldn't throw? He's in the MVP category. All I'm saying is before you just dump everything on Zach Wilson, and he needs to improve and play better, but the Jets, that organization has done zero in developing, improving, working with quarterbacks, and I just cannot simply say it's all Zach Wilson's fault because this has happened time and time again.
Right, of course. The easy thing to say is it's Zach Wilson's fault. And some people would think, you know, he was the best of the worst, right, coming out in 2021. Everybody needs a franchise quarterback. Every year these quarterbacks are highly touted. You know, you can't say 2021 was the best year for quarterbacks. You had Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Davis Mills, Kyle Trask, guys of that nature. The Jets thought Zach Wilson, because of they keep talking about his speed and his arm ability, that he would be the quarterback of the future. But I've never been a Zach Wilson fan from the beginning because, for me, no quarterbacks really come out of BYU, right? Jim McMahon's the last good quarterback I can remember.
And he wasn't even that great.
And he wasn't good. Known for his right. passing abilities, right? He was known more for his personality, and he had a defense that was the greatest in history, and he just had to be a game manager, right? Zach has to do more than that. So culturally, drafting him in the first place didn't make sense. Historically, it didn't make sense. And it always seemed like too far reach for me, considering his competition in college. You know, at the same time, like you said, quarterbacks aren't aliens. Wilson can definitely afford some better offensive pieces around him, and he lost some key pieces early in the year.
Nobody talks about that.
Nope.
Nobody.
He lost some dynamic playmakers, you know, because when Breece Hall was injured, that basically plummeted the entire offense because he's an explosive player. They need playmakers who can be explosive, particularly at the running back position, and he was that. But what do you really want Wilson to say? You know, don't draft me so high. Take David Mills or take somebody, you know. What can he do? As far as his play on the field, to me, yes, you can blame the Jets for his lack of development over, what, two seasons? But he just doesn't look polished yet. He's not pro-ready. He's not adept at reading defenses or even making intelligent plays. He shows some flashes of brilliance, but not nearly enough. I can't say, though, like you say, he won't ever be good because system and situation means everything to a quarterback. And the Jets
Big time.
Yeah, and the Jets have never been known. Tell me one quarterback in the history of the franchise that they've drafted and developed that has become an elite quarterback. So, yeah, it's tough for Zach Wilson. But like you said, 1 year, a great difference. You know, you get Justin Field looked terrible. You give him a new head coach, a better offensive coordinator, and look, voila, you give Tua a game-breaking receiver, a better system to go with Tyreek Hill.
And all of a sudden, he's in the MVP conversation exactly. Until the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Exactly. Even Geno Smith, right? Even though it's 10 years, has he ever really gotten the opportunity to be developed in a good system? Let me tell you, when you go to New York, you're not going to get 5 years to develop, right? You're not going to get 4 years to develop. You better develop pretty quickly or the Hawk is out and they're going to be all over you. And right now, Zach Wilson's just a beating post. It's an easy fodder for announcers and analysts who want to blame the Jets' problems on somebody. But after 2 years, I have seen some flashes that tell me that if they can get a system in place, they can get the running back back. The defense is solid.
Right.
Like, but it's a process. You know,
here's the problem I have. Robert Saleh, the head coach, he derailed the season too. And people can disagree all they want. He derailed the season because they were winning – because of their defense mostly, yep. Not their offense, okay? So Zach Wilson has the stinker against the Patriots where they lose, I think it was 10-3, right? Mm-hmm. And it was awful. And there he felt like he had to make this move. Oh, no, he can't play, and we're going to put in Mike White, who was Jeremy Lin when he had a couple of big games for him, and then he disappeared. Yep. And then here's the thing that kills me. They're singing Mike White praises.
Yeah.
And he had 3 touchdowns in that first game against the Bears, a bad defense, right? The first game.
Sure did.
And then the next 2 games against good teams, he had nothing.
I don't think he threw a touchdown.
He didn't throw a touchdown against the Vikings, and I can't remember the other team they played. So they had two good teams. He got nothing. He got 0 touchdowns. And my point is that once you did that, and then you try to go back to Zach Wilson. How is that going to work, JR? You already stripped the man naked, right? And told him when you replaced him. Then you want to put him back in and say, bail us out? Oh, yeah. Now, can you bail us out now after we went away from you? So I just think this whole thing was mishandled. I think that Zach Wilson needs to improve a lot. I'm not making excuses for him. But I refuse to be on national radio and give the Jets and their organization a pass because they've never done it. Who have they developed offensively?
Right.
When have they been an offensive juggernaut?
Never.
For real. And even when they were winning, can I go back? The last time that they were winning, JR, and going to AFC Championship games,
mm-hmm.
Mark Sanchez was the quarterback, and it was about the defense with Rex Ryan.
It was.
And it was about not making the big mistake or the big turnover. That's what it was. That's what the Jets were supposed to build this team around, not this whole idea that they were going to score 35 points a game. They're not that kind of team.
No, they're not that kind of team. They're not constructed to be that kind of team. And I guess that's why they brought Wilson in, because they wanted somebody that can be athletic and creative. But like you said, the Jets have never been known for their offensive prowess, right? They've never had coaches that are known for that. What is Saleh known for?
Defense.
Okay. So
that's what it should have been about. Let me throw out the number here.
I think it is about that, though. I think the offense is so bad. I mean, they've hit tremendously on defense. I mean, Sauce Gardner looks like a future Hall of Famer. You know, the defense has carried them, but offensively, they just don't seem to have a pulse on what's needed offensively to win in the NFL these days.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're playing the blame game, yes, on this Friday before the big Christmas weekend. Who are you blaming? Is it all Zach Wilson? Is it Coach Robert Saleh? Is it the Jets organization? Is it Sam Darnold? Is he to blame? I mean, who is to blame for this debacle that's called the New York Jetropolitans? They look like they were going to make the playoffs. Remember they went up to Green Bay and won?
Sure.
And it's been downhill since. And last night was rock bottom, 3 points against the Jaguars. We'll do that and much more. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Rob
yes,
Parker, J.R. Gamble in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
For the best sports talk in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
On this funky Flashback Friday, Rob Parker and J.R. Gamble in
for
Chris Broussard. And let's go to Chad Finn from the Boston Globe. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Chad. How are you?
Hey, same to you. I'm good. How's everything?
Everything is good. There are a couple things we obviously got to talk about in Beantown. I want to start, though, with, before we get to the Patriots, with the Jason Tatum birthday party Tuesday night, 5-year-old missing a game. I've covered the NBA since 1987, Chad. I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of a 5-year-old having a nighttime birthday party on a Tuesday. When I was a kid, it was always the following Saturday whenever your birthday passed. Help me, and are people bummed out, pissed off in Boston that he took a game off for a birthday party?
No, not too frustrated by it, even though they've lost 5 out of 6. I think if they lose to Minnesota tonight and this thing keeps going the way it has been the last 2 weeks, maybe there's a little more backlash there. But people kind of took it as Tatum, having played so many minutes this year, was probably going to get a game off here anyway. They figured they were going to wipe out Orlando. They instead lost both those games, but they figured they'd probably win that second one, and it was fine. And they ended up losing, and turned into a bit of a thing. But Tatum's been so good this year up to the last couple of days that people were cool with it.
But wait, Chad, let me follow up JR real quick.
Sure.
People pay $400 to go to NBA games for real. But plus parking and a $9 Coke. Can I get a refund to find out he's not hurt, but he's at a birthday party?
Well, that's a league-wide thing, right? I guess it's a birthday party, but it's also guys taking nights off when you're expecting to see him. I mean, the big thing with the Celtics this year is that they've had no consistency with their lineups. They got Rob Williams back now. He's played pretty well. But, you know, Horford sits out the back end of back-to-backs. Marcus Smart's had a couple illnesses that have cost him games. Mm. And, you know, Tatum took that day. But he's been the one guy who was really reliable to be there night after night after night. Jaylen Brown's in that conversation too, but Tatum even more so. So I think that's where he gets the wiggle room here. But if it ends up being something at a pivot point where this season goes off the rails compared to where it was, where they looked like a real championship type of contender, there'll be more backlash to it.
So, Chad, J.R. Gamble, how are you doing? So,
hey,
I guess the days of players being hyper-focused on the journey to win a championship, especially after falling just short a couple of times, those days are over. It's the empowerment age. It's the I guess it's a player's league. And if a guy, you know, wants to take a day off to go to his son's birthday party, I guess that's just acceptable to the fans, the announcers, and everyone. But to my knowledge, when teams are focused on winning a championship, when they know it's possible, when they have a tradition like the Boston Celtics, and they haven't achieved anything yet, like a Jason Tatum, outside of hollow accolades, it just strikes me as interesting that the optics with taking off a night to attend your son's party, and it, as a fan, an old school fan, I guess, it makes me question where the leaders of the Celtics mind frame is right now. Does that bother anyone at all?
I think the more concerning thing, if it's something you're worried about, is whether they have a coach who could say no. You know, Joe Mazzulla has still got the interim label. Things went really great out of the gate. Offense was playing at a historic level. And over the last 10 days, 2 weeks, they've had the worst offense in the league. So this is a guy who the jury's still out whether he can reel things in when they kind of go off the rails. Ime Udoka was great at that. He would berate these guys coming off the court and tell them you're playing like bleeps when they were. And we don't know if Mazzulla has a credibility within the locker room yet to do that. We don't know if he's the kind of guy who could say no if Tatum requested a day off. But just, you know, haven't been around it a little bit since. I mean, the rest of the players didn't seem too bothered by it. They were really more bothered by their own struggles that they've each been going through individually.
No doubt. All right, Chad Finn is from the Boston Globe. He joins us here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Let's turn to the NFL, the Patriots. And I know people are floating these stories that they're going to run Bill Belichick out of town and all that kind of stuff. I think it's comical. I know people float stuff out. There'll be a time when he leaves, but they're not running him out of town, are they?
I think it's wishful thinking in a lot of cases with the media where, you know, he can be fine. You can take him aside after a game. He'll explain something to you or things if he has respect for you, things like that. But he's so gruff in the press conferences. And the perception is that he belittles everybody. And sometimes that's true, that there are a lot of folks in the national media in particular who have been waiting for 20 years to see him get his comeuppance. And with the first signs of cracks in the foundation with this team, and really it's been 3 years now. They haven't won a playoff game since 2018, but they're going to take their write those columns they've been waiting to write to get Bill out of here. I don't think it happens. There may be an inflection point with what he does with Matt Patricia, who's been absolute disaster.
As
offensive coordinator. I've never seen anything like it. They were terrible in training camp, and they haven't gotten any better. If he wants to keep him in that role, then Robert Kraft and the ownership may say, Bill, we may have reached a crossroads here. But I think he recognizes probably more than anybody that this hasn't worked. And we'll make the appropriate change at the end of the season and remain the Patriots head coach.
We got 1 minute left. JR, you got one last one?
Yeah, so they play the Bengals, of course. 7-7. The Bengals have won, what, 6 straight. So, you know, they're going to really have to dial up on that defense to get something done. It's more about Mac Jones versus Joe Burrow. What is it about Burrow that you see in the second half that makes him so tough? You know, I mean, he comes up in big, huge in the second half all the time.
Yeah, he reminds me of Brady. As much as anybody does, where he's just got this great confidence about him. His teammates believe in him. Not the most physically gifted guy, but he makes the play when they need to have the play time and time again. And he's got 31 touchdown passes. That's more than 4 times as many as Mac Jones has. So I think this game goes Patriots. Patriots D is pretty good. They play them close in the first half, and then Bengals probably blow him out of the water in the second half.
I think a Big Mac has more touchdowns than Mac Jones, but that's just me talking.
It's like 7-5 or something like that.
Hey, Chad Finn, you're the best, my man. Thank you. From the Boston Globe, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your family.
Hey, great talking to you guys. Take care and same to you.
Thanks,
yes,
Dad.
Always.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome in, hour number two. It is the Odd Couple on a funky Flashback Friday.
Yes,
hope
sir.
You're getting everything together, JR, for the Christmas holiday.
In the building.
Christmas Eve tomorrow and Christmas on Sunday. You ready on Long Island, Strong Island?
Oh, yes. You know we're ready. I do my shopping early. My son's home from baseball school in Texas. So, you know, I got to get that together. My daughter's here. They're going to have another great Christmas. You know, just being with the family, being happy, healthy is really what Christmas is all about to me, because, you know, our family members, they come, they go, we lose them, we lose good friends, but holidays reminds us that it's really a time to get into people and the people you love, you know, put the work aside a little bit and just live.
No doubt. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and 10,000 recommended installers. That's right. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And Rob Parker and J.R. Gamble in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be out all next week, but I'll be here live shows all week long, taking you up to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So make sure you still check in with the Odd Couple. We are not going anywhere. We try to keep it going for you guys. if you want to check out the show. But it's good. J.R. Gamble, for people just joining us, is the managing editor of MLBBro.com. Check out the website. It covers the best black and brown major leaguers, and he does a great job. I've known him since he was in college. I can't believe he's a grown man with kids and a wife and a whole and a house and a mortgage and all that other good stuff. I know, which is crazy, because when I met you, you didn't have any of that.
No. I used to drive your 5 Series around and your Z3 with the top down. I go uptown with my friends, you know.
Alex,
and,
this is
and
a true
girls.
Story. Alex, where
no,
are you?
It's not.
So Rob would go, Alex, Rob would go out go of ahead. Town and, you know, I was a college student. He'd be like, okay, he'd have the nice Z3, right? He had the 5 Series, then he had the Z3, and he'd be like, look, I'll leave this with you. You know, but you don't just go get it washed for me or whatever. I'm like, oh, you don't got to tell me what. Give me a list of the things you want me to do with this car, and Alex, I will do them.
And my thing was always like, and make sure you come pick me up at the airport when I get back. But I was like, why would I let the car just sit if you know what I mean?
And I know he's not going to like you, Rob. They'll make them like
you. So, Rob, when you go to Dubai again and I say hello, you say Dubai, I'll take care of the car for you, Rob.
There you go. It's just going to sit in the garage in L.A. Why not, Alex? Would you take it for a week? You want when I go on vacation? I'm not kidding you.
I'm not kidding either. I would love to.
Put the bid in. Early bid.
Yes, you got that all set.
I wore the Jordans the whole time, too.
That's right. Those nice Jordans.
Probably a couple in the trunk, unopened, in the box. You know that.
Rob, only if I can have the top down. That's the only thing I ask.
Oh, definitely. No doubt.
Say less.
All right, so it's great that JR's here because, you know, he knows all sports, but he's a baseball nut. I think that's one of our, what's the right word?
Lasting fabrics of our relationship.
Yes, it is. Baseball. It really is. We both love baseball. We both grew up in New York. In fact, JR grew up, we grew up, I don't know, a few blocks apart. Obviously, yes, I'm older than you, but we grew up not that far apart in Queens, and we love baseball. And the big story, of course, is Trevor Bauer's suspension, which was supposed to be 2 years, was reduced, JR, by an MLB arbitrator who reduced it to 194 games. He has to miss the first 50 games of this coming season, the 2023 season. The Dodgers are still on the hook, I believe, for $22 million. They have a few days to determine what they want to do. They could bring him back and pay him, or they could release him and have to cough up the money, and then he can go and become a free agent and sign anywhere he wants. Don't forget, it was just a couple years ago, in 2020, that he won the Cy Young. He had a 1.73 ERA, and then he got a big contract. He was the highest paid pitcher with the Dodgers. Got off to an 8-5 start, 2.59 ERA in 2021, and then the rains came, you know, and the allegations and the courts and all the other stuff that went on. But let's just make this clear. He was never charged with a crime. There were no criminal charges filed.
Right.
But as we know in the CBA, and when you sign up to play sports and represent a city and a team and a league, JR, it ain't just about you. You can't damage the shield. You can't damage the sport. There's morals clauses involved, all kinds of policies that baseball and other sports put in to protect itself so that somebody can't be doing stuff that would embarrass the game or put the game or hurt the game in any way with advertisers, with fans, with whatever. And that's where Trevor Bauer fell into this and was suspended, and it has been reduced. What's just your take on Trevor Bauer, and then we'll get into whether or not you would want him on your team, just about this whole scenario, because it has derailed his career.
Yes, it's derailed his career without getting into the details. We all know the details. It's pretty crazy situation. It's not something that's the average person would probably be privy to or involved in either way. I feel like it's not really my decision or your decision, but I feel like the league did its investigation and its due diligence. So did the law. There's no doubt he can help any team in the league, and whoever he does sign with, they're going to give him a grip. Because business is business, you know? I'm sure there'll be some women's groups or victims groups who will express their disagreement with the decision to reinstate Bauer. But everybody deserves a second chance. He paid his dues, went through the proper protocols to get reinstated, and can resume his baseball career and hopefully keep his sex life out of the news. But as far as talent goes, I mean, pitching, everyone needs pitching. Everyone needs a pitcher of this caliber. I really don't think, like, if the NFL lets Deshaun Watson back in the league, of course MLB lets Trevor Bauer back, different situations, but kind of the same as far as the public outcry, as far as women are involved in the situation. So we know somebody's just waiting for this guy to clear, and I don't know if the Dodgers are going to re-sign him. That's probably something that they're going to speak about up top, up the ladder. If that's the move they want to make, if that's the type of individual after what's happened.
There's already reports by USA Today that they're going to release him.
Yeah, I would assume. Right. So, but what that means is, you know, one man's trash, another man's treasure. If they release him, that opens it up for a couple of teams who are one pitcher away to swoop in. But you have to have a strong hold on your PR, and, you know, you have to hope that he won't become a distraction in the locker room or lead the team astray in any way or hurt the chemistry in any way.
See, here's the hard part for Trevor Bauer. And I, he had no equity in being a good guy.
Right.
JR, you know what I mean?
No, like he was known as, you know, kind of like an a-hole a little bit.
Right.
So, sure.
Right. That's what hurt him.
His whole Twitter presence. He was very active on Twitter and going back and forth.
And going back and forth at people. And
yeah. He wasn't considered.
Yes, there were people who didn't like him already,
mm-hmm.
but he could pitch. I mean, we can't take away his talent. He could pitch in the in the COVID shortened season. He had a 1.73 ERA and 11 starts. He won the Cy Young, and he earned it. Okay, like it was only
11.95 WHIP. He was
he was fantastic that shortened season, the 60 game season. But the point is, because he didn't have any equity or people didn't feel like, man, this is a good guy and this is unfortunate, mm-hmm. I just wonder, like, the
Who's
blue bloods.
Touch him?
Yeah, like the blue bloods, I don't believe will touch him. I don't think, like, the franchises that, you know, feel like they could pick and choose who they want to wear their uniform. Would you agree with that?
Right, I do agree. And like I said, that's why I said that's a come up for a team who may not be, you know, the blue bloods, the big money spenders, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Red Sox. But, you know, a team like the Diamondbacks could swoop in. Teams that just need talent, you know? The Pirates could swoop in. I mean, and you know who I think will probably sign him? Because they were left holding about $700 million that they wanted to spend.
The Giants.
San Francisco Giants. They gotta give it to somebody. Nobody wants their money. So I think Bauer would be a perfect fit there. You know, he can not too much high media profile. He can kind of ease back in with a team that's a solid team.
Yeah, but they're in the West. They play the Dodgers. That would be interesting when he does come back. What kind
Even
of
better.
Reception? And you mentioned Deshaun Watson, and mm-hmm. I know his first game was in Houston, which was ironic, and he got roundly booed, which mm-hmm. we expected. But and he's had rust. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be rust with Trevor Bauer. You don't just stop pitching for almost 2 years, year and a half, and it just comes back to you.
I think he might be rustier than first couple starts than Deshaun Watson, because it seems like Watson's getting into the groove now, not being on the football field, not really moving,
right,
not working with
years.
The team. Yeah, that hurts you. But Bauer, same way. I mean, you know, pitchers are creatures of habit, and you can't – I don't know what he's been doing outside of, you know, the regular MLB season. He's probably been pitching to hitters. You know, he has access to college hitters, pro right. friends. Right, so he's probably been staying sharp, but he hasn't been MLB sharp. And I don't think – I think it's going to be a short hook for him with any team if he can't pitch. Like now it's all about pitching for him. As soon as you can't pitch anymore, you're out the league, bro.
Right.
Like, you know, no one really wants to be associated with your history, with anything that has to do with you other than pitching. And there's no guarantee. If you look at his career stats, right, he won 17 games in 2017. Then in 2018, it was 12. 2019, 11. He split with Cleveland and Cincinnati in that season. Then in 2020, he was 5-4 on a bad Cincinnati team. But, you know, he had the ERA and he pitched very well. And then the next season, 8-5 with a 2.59 ERA before, I guess, everything took place and he was suspended. So we don't know what kind of Trevor Bauer we're going to get either, because he hasn't really pitched. If you look, he's pitched 180 innings since 2019.
Right. I'll say this. I agree, and I believe that the report in USA Today is correct, that the Dodgers will release him. They'll just pour ketchup on that $22 million and eat it. It just was a bad investment that blew up in their face. He'll never wear a Dodger uniform. The guy's from North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. He's from L.A., okay? So that's got to be a blow to him. He gets to come home, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
17 and starts with him. Better remember
yeah,
those.
And he was good in the very beginning. He was pitching great.
He was.
But my point is, if I'm an owner and I need pitching, I'm not taking Trevor Bauer, not this year.
Okay.
JR, I believe in second chances. I believe in people getting other opportunities. People make mistakes. The late, great Mets announcer Bob Murphy used to say on the radio when we were growing up in New York, that's why they put erasers on pencils, because people make mistakes,
mm-hmm.
right? And it is true. People do make mistakes. But for my organization, or if I, you know, I wouldn't want to. And the question really is for fans.
Right.
Would you want him, if your team was missing a pitcher, I'd rather do it like that. Would you want Trevor Bauer to be that piece? Can you overlook it? Have him wear your team's uniform? Would you want Trevor Bauer on your team, especially if your team was missing a pitcher? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. JR, real quick, your take. You're a fan. Your team needs another starter. Trevor Bauer's available. The Dodgers release him. Do you want him on your squad?
Operative word, fan, of course. 99% of fans would want, you know, Trevor Bauer on their team. If O.J. Simpson could suit up again and give you four touchdowns, fans would accept O.J. Simpson.
I don't know about O.J., but go
on
ahead.
The football field. I mean, I'm just making an example. Right. I mean, the fan. You, come on, Rob. You're telling me that fans really care that deeply about what people do personally? Maybe on social media, because everybody's up in everybody's business, but a true blue fan of a team that wants them to win, 99% of those fans don't really care what players do off the field. Okay,
I really think you don't.
If you can get me one step closer to a championship, especially in baseball, where some haven't won championships in 40, 50 years, if you can get me close to a World Series, sure, let's put behind everything you've done, especially since the investigation's been done, the work with the police have been done, the league has reinstated you, so you have a clean slate. So I can't carry that on, a disdain for you, if the league's letting you back in. Why, as a fan, am I going to hurt my team by not letting somebody who can give me 14, 15, 16 wins, a strong ace, you know, to complement any other pieces I have in the pitching staff? I got to let Bauer come in. I think 99% of the people, fans across the country, would for their specific team.
I think you're going to swing and miss on this. I can't wait to hear. 877-99 on Fox. Would you want Trevor Bauer to be the missing piece to your team's starting rotation? We want to hear from you. It is The Odd Couple on a funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, J.R. Gamble, in for Chris Broussard.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, Alex on the other side of the glass. Stick and stay.
For some of the best callers in the U.S. of A.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!